number 74 in the white book. Spirit divine, come in, come in. Praise God. The Lord before meeting, and I think it fits well with the things that Brother Eddie has been sharing with us. It's a prayer for that the Spirit of God will come in a greater way. I think I may have mentioned this sometime, not while I've been up here this time, but a little over a year ago, when my dad, we saw that he was not well, and my mother needed some help, we decided that they needed to get someone in the house to help her care for him. And after my grandmother had passed away, all of her furniture and belongings were down in what we called the playroom downstairs. And for years we could never use it because it turned into a storage room. And so we came up with this plan. Best laid plans, that we were going to rent a dumpster, and I was going to go out there as often as I could, and I was going to finally clean out that basement room so that we could get some nurse or someone to come into the house and help my mother out. And so I worked hard at that. It was winter time, and so that made it a little bit even more complicated, but we got rid of old furniture and things that we really didn't need. And then I talked to my mother about, let's get somebody to But it wasn't so easy to do that as I thought. So now we had cleaned out this room, and we didn't know what to do with it. During that time, we got a call from Lily's cousin. I have a set of bunk beds. Do you guys need bunk beds? We said, no, our kids are, they're big now and they have their own beds. We don't need them anymore. Thank you. And then a couple weeks later, the Lord dropped it in our hearts. You go and live there for a few days. We needed those bunk beds. So we called up again. Yeah, I think we can use them. And they were still available, and so we got the beds and set them up downstairs for at least two of the kids. And there was a pull-out couch, and then I lived upstairs helping out, sleeping on the couch up there for a little while. And we did that a few days a week for over a year. But I've often thought of that. I didn't realize that I was making room for myself when I was cleaning out the basement. I thought we had another purpose. But I was making room for myself and for my family. And I thought, Lord, can't you do that in my heart? Can't you make room for yourself? We've been hearing a little bit about that tonight, maybe from a different angle. We've been hearing about enlarging our heart, stretching our heart to make more room for the fullness of God to come in. And there's also that other aspect that there has to be a cleansing. And there has to be a cleaning out and a rearranging to make room for Jesus to dwell within us in greater fullness. And we got to get rid of that self. That takes up a lot of room. And the only one that can do it, you can't get rid of that self yourself. Jesus has to come and make room for himself. He can cleanse us of self and cleanse us of sin and make room for his presence to fill us more greatly and for that revelation of Christ to come to our hearts and minds in a way that we could never bring about, no matter how hard we try, no matter how much we study the Bible, no matter how much we pray. It still has to be the working of the Holy Ghost. He has to make room for himself, and he loves to do that. And he's doing that in us more than we realize. Sometimes we're in meetings and we don't know what's happening. We don't feel anything in particular. But God knows the cry of our heart because he put it there, and he is working. We can believe that he is making room for himself, and then he's enlarging us so that we can receive more of Christ. Praise God. And sometimes that's a difficult process. It was hard work to drag that couch and all that stuff and throw it in the dumpster and then get a carpet and clean up in there. But got the job done, and it fulfilled its purpose. And sometimes the Lord will touch upon something in your life and convict you of that and get you on your knees asking him for deliverance and cleansing and you get you to seek him. And what's happening? Well, Jesus is making more room for himself in your life. And so I just wanted to tag that on to Brother Eddie's good talk already. Just that thought as well. God, enlarge me, stretch my heart, and then empty me of self and sin, and Spirit Divine, come in, come in. If we would take that prayer that our Brother Eddie has given to us, in the different ways in which it was presented, but to really pray, God, enlarge my heart so that I can be filled with more of your fullness, and enlarge my mind so that I can know you in a greater way than would ever be possible apart from your working. God God would love to answer that prayer. And he has been doing that already. But when we line ourselves up with what God is doing, when we begin to understand what the Holy Spirit is working on, and then we begin to pray with that understanding and yield ourselves to God and cooperate with him, well then, he's able to get things done a lot quicker, I suppose. And as we read the Word of God, God gives us understanding of his ways and of what he wants, so that we can now cooperate with him and work together with him according to that might, great power that works in us, instead of working against the Lord, trying to implement our own ideas. And so I think enough is said about all that. But let's, as Brother Eddie said, we can talk and talk and talk and talk, like I'm doing right now. But there comes a time to stop talking and just now place yourself at his disposal. Say, Lord, now I believe that the things that I've heard tonight have come from you, and that this is your desire over me. You want to fill me with your fullness. And Lord, I want that. Oh, how I want that, Jesus. And so, Lord, come tonight. Stretch my heart. Clean it out, Lord. Make room for yourself. And then come and move in, Lord. I can't do that, Jesus, but I'm going to trust you to do it. And I'm going to believe that every moment I spend in your presence and just place myself at your disposal, that you're working to that end. Whether I feel it or not, Lord. But oh, I'm going to see the result of that somewhere along the way. And I'm going to thank you for your great love and mercy ever coming to fill this heart of mine. Praise God. Let's stand now. Let's sing that last verse. And then we'll go to prayer. And let's give Jesus a chance to do what we've heard tonight. Praise God. All that I
opportunity that you give us because of your grace and mercy. An opportunity to yield to your working. So we want to take it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
glory, glory, glory.
sing that chorus again, and then let's be free to call upon God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, we worship you now. The Lord is very near to us. We sense that. Praise God. This is something very precious to his heart. And so he comes to work. Oh, praise God. So let's go in prayer with that confidence that God is working. Let's claim it.
More about
Fill my cup, Lord. Fill it up. Today, Nicole.